When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Hello and welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome. Happy New Year's.
New Year's edition. I don't think it's actually New Year's yet when this drops. It's Monday.
We had to go on Christmas vacation. We'll report all about it when we get back.
I can only imagine we are going to have Christmas craziness with our family.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully our kids like our presents that we bought them.
My kids have already been getting presents.
Oh, well, your kids are lucky.
Yeah. My cousin, actually, speaking of that, Tab, this is kind of funny.
What?
My cousin Michelle, she's a listener, by the way, and she gave us a shout out.
So oh,
hi,
Michelle.
Shout you out, Michelle.
Hello, Michelle. With one L, and I said Michelle with two L, so sorry, Michelle.
Sorry. She gave my kids Christmas presents yesterday.
Oh, came that's down. Nice.
I'm going to show you a video of one.
Okay.
Tell me what you think about this.
Okay, let me see it. Oh.
Interesting, right?
It's a vibrating something.
It is a vibrating pen. We'll post a video of it when this airs.
The pen looks very round and girthy.
Yeah, it does. It's a very interesting gift.
Wow.
Thank you, Mimi. It has caused much laughter in our house.
Mimi, are you sure that gift was not for Gretchen? And Stacy from Alabama, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. They know.
Well, that is interesting. You know what my daughter told me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've talked about this, Gretchen, where so she's 10 and she really has believed in Santa. And so I think this year maybe she kind of caught on. So,
well, 10 is old to still believe in Santa.
Is it? I don't know. So I think she's given me hints. Like today she was in the car and she says, I really hope Santa Claus brings me a guinea pig.
And F that, Kyla.
I said, oh, yeah, I don't know if Santa's bringing you a guinea pig.
Because you already have hamsters.
We have hamsters.
And they're stupid.
We have two
they
dogs.
Look like rats. Not down.
We have two cats.
That are real annoying.
We had two bunnies
that pee all over your house.
And then she says, and you know what, Mom? I wouldn't mind if it was a hairless guinea pig. I'm like,
oh, definitely no. Definitely no.
Like, yeah, I just, yeah, maybe there's something else that Santa wants to get you. What would you like besides a guinea pig? Something.
Something, I'm sure.
But so I'll report back to you if she was very upset that she didn't get a guinea pig.
It's time to have that little chat with her that she's old enough to be the magic maker.
Okay. Next year.
Next year.
Fifth grade.
The jig is up, Kai.
Okay. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this. She loves listening to our podcast.
Well, don't let her, Mommy. It's your job.
Yeah,
Protect her little ears.
You know, I don't. I have to always, like, censor some things I let her listen to. I actually let her watch one of these documentaries I was watching for an episode I'm going to do next. All the kids were very interested.
Oh, good.
Yeah. They love the true crime. It's got to be in the blood.
Yeah, it must be in the blood.
So we're drinking champagne because we needed to cheers in the new year early. We have to record early. You guys totally understand because we're on vacation.
Listen, a lot of podcasts just don't drop episodes over the holidays.
So right.
They just do a repeat, a best of.
Oh, and you know what? That's so not us. Shit
because
just record early.
Yeah.
Like us.
Yeah.
Give yourselves heart attacks during the Christmas time crazy and keep recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do all that.
Okay. So what's your crime today, Gretchy?
I'm going to tell you about the couple, Dr. Martin McNeil and his wife, Michelle.
Oh.
Of Pleasant Grove, Utah.
Speaking of Michelle, you love the Utah cases.
Well, this is my second Utah, I think. I do have an affection for Utah, though.
I thought the last one we did was, not the last one, but a couple times ago was Utah, because I asked you if they
were probably.
Mormon.
We all know my brain is like Salt a sponge, Lake. And once it's full, something's got to drop out. So I might have done more than one Utah.
Margie. Wasn't Margie from Salt Lake City?
Margie. Yeah. Yeah, she was.
Okay. I thought I remembered that. Was. I can't believe I remember that.
Well, I did not recall that Margie, whether she was Mormon or not, but Martin and Michelle were.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk crime. Okay. So Martin and Michelle Summers lived in Pleasant Grove, Utah. Currently, you can buy a nice house there around $300,000. But where the McNeils lived, it looked more like a million-dollar neighborhood.
Wow.
Based on my realtor.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Michelle and Martin met when Michelle was just 21 years old at a church function and married soon after meeting. They went on to make the picture-perfect family. Martin was a doctor and served twice as a bishop in the church. They had four beautiful daughters and also went on to adopt two more beautiful daughters from the Ukraine. Martin and Michelle were exceptionally good looking. But sometime around Martin's 50th birthday, he started getting real hyper-focused on looks. He began really stepping up his fitness game, even tanning.
Tanning?
Yeah, has your husband ever tanned?
I don't know. Probably.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I used to think he was metrosexual. You know how they used to say that all the time?
Yeah. He's not. He just wore like good jeans when we were still poor.
No. Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. He just dressed well. Much better than our friends in Ventura were dressing at the time.
And my husband, he would never tan, but when we go on vacation, he does let me shave his back.
Sean doesn't have that problem, but I would shave it too.
Fred's just got like one little patch.
Okay,
it needs to go.
Yeah. And that's nice that he does, lets you do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so he encouraged his wife to take care of her appearance as well. And he recommended she go out and get herself a facelift.
How old?
Well, he was 50. And I think she might have been like 2 years younger.
Okay.
So you're just right around the corner for you, right?
10 years away
right?
from a facelift? I mean, that
I don't think
be
you
true.
Have to get a facelift if you get Botox because You're keeping everything up. You're avoiding it.
Listen, what my dermatologist said is if you do the lasers and the Botox together, you're not going to need a facelift. And so I'm going to go that route starting in my 40th year of life.
Okay, well, let's all, speaking of guinea pigs, let's let Tab be our guinea pig and see how that works out for you.
Thanks. I will be the guinea pig. I'll let you all know every year.
About the lasers, and I'll tell you all about how gross Tab looks after she gets it, because I've heard you look like real gnarly.
Oh, guess what? I'm getting it on like January 6th, so we're going to have to record right after like I do. So
okay.
Maybe you can come and help me cool my face off.
Oh, can't wait. Sounds real fun. Okay. So it took a while for Michelle to come around to this facelift and idea, but she wanted to keep her husband, and she did have a little reason to be worried. All this working out and tanning got Michelle to thinking he might be having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And she confided in one of her older daughters her concerns. The two did some detective work and went to the phone records. I recently know somebody who got busted for having an affair that way. I mean, that's a good place to start. Check the phone records if you're suspicious.
Okay? Hello.
They saw that he had been talking to one Gypsy Jillian Willis at all hours. Michelle actually confronted Martin about this, and he told her that Gypsy was just a nurse. He was going to rent some commercial space to or something, and that she's the one with the problem. Why haven't you gotten your face lifted already?
Turning it right around on her.
That's what they do. So she actually did schedule the surgery right away. It conveniently worked out because one of her daughters was a medical student and she would be home on break to help take care of her. So the surgery was set, and Martin was reportedly real pushy with the surgeon in regards to writing a laundry list of prescriptions that he wanted in the interest of keeping Michelle more comfortable. These drugs are not supposed to be taken together, but the surgeon thought since Martin was also a doctor, he was well aware and would take all the necessary precautions. Those drugs included Percocets, Valium, Ambien, and Fenugreek. Okay, sounds like a party. So, just kidding. Okay, so I just can't resist. I'm not mature. Okay, so the surgery was a success, and her daughter Alexis was there to help her with the aftercare. She was alarmed because she went to go check on her mother, and she just seemed like a little extra sedated, okay? When she confronted her daddy about this, he told her, like, don't worry, boo. Like, I'm in charge of the medication. Let it go, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was that her mom was actually worried about it too. She felt like her husband was over-medicating her, but she couldn't tell because she was wearing eye patches. So she asked her daughter, while her husband is gone, obviously, to put each pill in her hand and tell her what it was so she would know if he was lying to her or not about what she was taking. Well, eventually Alexis had to go back to school. And she was okay with it. It had been a week since her mother's surgery, and at this point, she seemed like she was in good shape and on the road to a full recovery. But she wasn't. Sadly, on April 11th, 2007, when Martin got home from picking up his youngest daughter from school, he sent his six-year-old upstairs to check on her mommy, and she came down screaming something was wrong. Michelle was unconscious in the bathtub. He called 911. I'm going to play you the 911 call now.
Okay, what's the problem, sir?
Three medical.
Sir, what's wrong?
I'm falling in the bathtub.
Who's in the bathtub? Who's in the bathtub?
My wife.
Okay, is she conscious?
She's not. You have to become a physician.
Okay, sir. Sir, I need you to calm down. Sir, I can't understand you, okay? Can you calm down just a little bit? Okay, your wife is unconscious?
She is unconscious. She's in the water.
Okay, did you get her out of the water?
I can't. I just want to let the water out. I'm feeling harmless.
She's under the water?
She is out of the water now. The woman was in the ambulance.
Okay, is she breathing at all?
She is not.
Okay, sir, the ambulance has been paged. They're on their way, okay? Do not hang up. What? Sir?
Adult female be
so. Sir, this is 911. Can I help you?
I need help.
Okay, sir, they're on their way. Is your wife breathing?
She is not. I am a physician. I got CPR in progress.
You're doing CPR. Do you know?
No,
sir. How old is your wife?
My wife is 50 years old. She just had surgery here a couple of days or a week ago.
What kind of surgery did she have?
She had a facelift.
She had a facelift?
Yes.
Okay, do you know how to do CPR?
I'm doing it.
Okay, do not
Okay, so he's a little aggro.
He's real aggro, but I feel like if I called 911, I would be like that. No, I called 911 before and I was really calm. But I'm saying if I called 911 and I had an emergency with my family member, I'd be screaming the fuck like that.
Yeah, I guess. I would be screaming my ass off, but I also wouldn't be like, I know CPR. I'm a physician. Of course. He's mad at her for like even like asking if she's doing CPR. Like, of course.
My mother-in-law would be like that.
I was just thinking of her, but I didn't want to say it. Sorry.
About that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she would.
Yeah.
She would yell at them about getting her a freaking ambulance right now.
It sounds crazy. When you take that 911 apart, like, I mean, it's kind of absurd. He couldn't pull her out of the tub. And clearly, like, he's not doing CPR.
Yeah, that I didn't think he was doing CPR. How is he talking and doing CPR?
Yeah, it's weird. Okay.
And why didn't
And then just don't
the
answer the phone, dude.
And then he's like, no, I didn't pull her out of the tub. I couldn't get her out of the tub. I drained the water, but I'm doing CPR.
And yeah, it's weird.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, it doesn't make sense to us, but it didn't seem to raise any red flags with the police at the time. They never did like a real investigation of the crime scene, and they closed the case after the medical examiner ruled that Michelle had died of natural causes. The autopsy states that she had like hypertension or some kind of problem. That's what he determined naturally she died of. Listeners, if you're a parent and your child always has questions on their homework, like mine, and you don't feel equipped to answer them, like me, and you want to save money on private tutoring, who doesn't? Then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that can be used on your computer, your phone, or your tablet with the app. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. I love it because of the way the program is designed to help kids really understand and master topics. It's so adaptive. So as your kid uses it, the program figures out what your kid needs more help with. Then it recommends more topics to practice and helps them build any missing foundations and take on challenges when they're ready. IXL is backed by research, and it shows wherever you may be, from California to Florida to Kansas to Hawaii. The research is clear. When kids use this program, they get better test scores. Kids are smart. They may just need more support outside of school. Give them that extra help they deserve with IXL. If your child is struggling, this is a smart investment that you can make for them. Membership starts at only $9.95 a month. I love the value of IXL and how simple it is now for me to find the specific help my kids need. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
April is Financial Literacy Month, the perfect time to start teaching your kids the value of money. And Acorns Early makes it easy with their Smart Money app and debit card for kids. Acorns Early Chores Tracker teaches kids that hard work pays off. You just set up their tasks, payment amount, tick off the chores when they're done, and boom, they've got money in their card. Saving goals help kids turn savings into habit. Kids get a new sense of independence when they spend what they earn with their very own debit card. Plus, kids can build up their money knowledge and their confidence with bite-sized financial lessons. Parents keep track of when and where their kids are spending, get real-time spending notifications. You know, it's a great, great thing. We do it for our kids. I actually am just going to start setting it up for my youngest, but Kyla loves it. She feels very like a grown-up, you know what I mean? But we still have control over what's going on. And it's a great way for her to start saving for a car, like I told you guys she was doing last time I talked about Acorns. Are you ready to help your kids grow money skills that will last a lifetime? Head to acornsearly.com/clink or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now and your first month is on us. Again, that's acornsearly.com/clink. Acorns Early Card is issued by Community Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC, pursuant to license by MasterCard International. TNCs apply. Monthly subscription fee starting at $5 per month unless canceled. What is one lesson you learned the hard way? Let me tell you, in my early years, it was overspending, credit cards, and simply not putting my money where it could grow. You've heard us talk about Acorns before, and today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right. They made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money. Good news is, you don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you have is spare change. Honestly, you don't need a lot of time to set up. 5 minutes and you are on the road to your future. Currently, Kyla, my daughter, is looking into her future and the ways to make her money grow. You know, a car is right around the corner for this teenager. So teaching her the ways to invest with Acorns is making it so easy for us. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorn app today to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Her 50s.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so this didn't really sit well with his grown daughters since their mother had confided in them before she died that she was worried that their father could be responsible for something bad happening to her. So the funeral was just 3 days after Michelle's passing at Dr. Martin McNeil's insistence. At the funeral, Martin cut a whole bunch of people, specifically Michelle's relatives, off the invitee list. Turns out a lot of Michelle's family never liked Martin, and the feeling was mutual. And he let them know that if they showed up, police would be called. He sounds like a real gem, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but there was one guest in attendance at Michelle's funeral that Martin definitely did not have a problem with. And her name was...
It was the lady that he was on the phone with.
Gypsy Willis.
Got it.
Okay. This bitch had the balls to show up at the funeral. Can you believe that?
Shut the front door.
No. And to make matters worse, she texted Martin naughty pictures during the service.
You know, I always think, too, when they try to bury them, like, within a hot minute, there's something going on.
Something up, right? Her defense of this reprehensible action is that she claimed she came to the funeral out of respect.
That is not respectful.
Yeah.
That is disrespectful, biatch.
I agree. Okay. So here we are. Martin is left to raise these two young daughters, and he needs help. So he lets his older girls know that he will be hiring a nanny. And guess who it is?
Don't even say Gypsy.
Yeah, Gypsy. Yeah. His older daughters call BS on this Gypsy shit right now, and he throws them out of the house. He moves Gypsy in, and faster than a 90-day fiance later, While the two were on a trip to Wyoming to visit Gypsy's family, Martin proposed to her less than 90 days after Michelle.
I think I remember this case.
Oh, it was a big one, Tara.
Yeah.
It was a big one.
I remember this.
Okay. Okay, well, don't spoil it for everybody else.
I don't remember it that well. It's like me watching a movie. Yeah. I can watch a movie like a second time and I'm like,
oh, yeah, me too.
I remember, but I don't really remember.
Okay.
Okay, so he asked her to marry him.
Yeah.
And the girls, are they like, oh, hell no?
Yeah, I'm sure they were not stoked on that. But this is while he's still in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Gypsy's mom recalls him telling her that he actually never loved his wife, but he loves Gypsy.
Oh. Is Gypsy Mormon too?
Well, I don't know, but in one of the interviews that I watched, she was like, you know, of course, I admired him. He was a bishop of the church, you know, twice or whatever. So, I mean.
Okay, so maybe she was, but they were for sure having sex without being married, and that is totally against the religion.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
Oh, and I think probably you can't get divorced. Can you get divorced in the Mormon religion?
I don't know.
Maybe you can't get divorced, and that's why you had to offer.
Well, okay.
Are getting to that point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Gypsy's mama had some real choice things to say about her own daughter.
Oh.
She also said that Gypsy's like real manipulative and one of the meanest people you've ever met.
Oh.
She actually had graphic pictures of a time when Gypsy actually bit her.
Bit her mother?
Yeah, she bit her mother in the arm and left this huge bruise and teeth marks.
When she was a kid?
No, I think this is when she was an adult.
Oh.
Her mom and sister think she is fully capable of plotting together with Martin to kill Michelle. And by the way, when Gypsy was a child, her mom says she used to kill animals.
No. Maybe you shouldn't name your daughter Gypsy.
Not a good name. Also, every interview with this Gypsy chick, she seems so callous and heartless. I mean, I'm not a fan.
She killed her.
I don't know, but she definitely doesn't feel bad about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. So after Martin's oldest daughters were sent packing by Martin and they learned of his plans to move Gypsy in, their father being a murderer, explaining that they had all the evidence of his motive being that he was having an affair and he desperately wanted to move his mistress in with him at the expense of killing his mother. But the local police didn't give a shit and they didn't listen to these girls. But these girls did not stop talking. They went to every newspaper in Utah and they went to the Utah State Government Center where they successfully got some special investigators with the special prosecutor's office to look into their case. These investigators didn't mess around. They went way back into Martin McNeil's past, way back. They found that he had served a short amount of time in the military 30 years ago and had been discharged because he claimed he was schizophrenic.
You remember when Gretchen talked about True Diagnostics' True Age test? It's a test that basically tells you if your actual age matches your bio age, like how fast our bodies and all our important stuff inside is aging. Well, I found out my biological age, which directly predicts my risk for serious disease. Here's why it matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer and heart disease can jump up as much as 30 to 50%. And that's a big freaking deal. And it's completely avoidable. The good news is nearly 90% of our biological aging is in our hands. Yes, it's driven by the lifestyle we lead, you guys. The habits we have, the alcohol, all that stuff, the environments that you live in, which means we actually have a lot of control over it. I have been really diving into my health lately, and after this test, it has just confirmed that I want to stick with making those healthy choices so I can live longer and better. The test is super easy. It comes in the mail. It's a little finger prick. And then 2 to 3 weeks later, you have your results. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, Head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code CLINK to get 25% off your entire order or subscription. That's truediagnostic, TRUdiagnostic.com. So TRUdiagnostic. Use our show CLINK at checkout for 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
The struggle to lose weight is real, and I am all about the help wherever I can get it. How about y'all? Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compound semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable and science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. You guys, I am loving my NAD Plus and Metformin that I receive from Effecty. For me, the combo has been the jumpstart I needed to start the weight loss train and feel better while doing it. Are you ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners can get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code CLINK at checkout. That's Effecty.com. EFFECTY.com and use code CLINK to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatments. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today. Listeners, has it ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, and yet your energy still crashes or your mood swings, hit out of nowhere like a twist in a crime story you didn't see coming? I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one criminal mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. No need for a long, deep dive investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. Answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. So check out Happy Mammoth, the creators of Hormone Harmony, because they are dedicated to making women's lives easier, especially moms. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. According to a survey, 86% of women started losing weight, 77% said it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit, 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CLINK for 15% off today.
And he had been continuously collecting $3,000 a month in disability ever since for 30 years.
No way.
Yeah. Okay. He had also served time in jail for check fraud. And actually, while he was still on parole for that felony, he falsified his college transcripts, and that's how he got into medical school. Bananas,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the girls are starting to learn that their father, who they believe is responsible for their mother's death, has also been lying to them their whole lives, and he was not about to stop being a total monster. He told them he had plans to get rid of their younger adopted sisters. He had found a family out in California that was going to take them off his hands. The girls were actually able to stop this plan from happening, but not from him sending one of the girls back to the Ukraine for what he said was going to be for 2 months. But it ended up being closer to a year.
My God.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's real messed up, right? Like, this poor girl has just lost her mother. And you know what else is messed up? Is that on account of Gypsy having some tax debt, she took over this little girl's identity.
No.
Yeah. She used her social security number and birth certificate, and she actually opened 3 bank accounts with Martin as his wife. She wasn't
these people
his wife
are shady
because
as
she had the
F.
daughter's last name. Yeah. Her excuse for this was that she was like, I was just passive to it. You know, I just needed a fresh start. It was all Martin's idea.
Okay. So weird.
So all this time, Michelle's family and Martin's other daughters want their sister back from the Ukraine. Finally, Michelle's niece is able to go to the Ukraine and bring her cousin back to Utah. When she found her, she had been living in deplorable conditions. I can't imagine the trauma this little girl had been through after being adopted by a loving mother who dies suddenly and then shipped away from the family she has known and loved to a lifestyle in Ukraine she was not accustomed to anymore, okay? But thankfully, getting this little girl back resulted in uncovering all the identity fraud that Gypsy and Martin had been committing, okay? Both were arrested and sent to separate prisons. Martin was sentenced to 4 years, but was released after 3. Okay?
Okay.
He returned to his house in Pleasanton, Utah, but not for long. 7 weeks later, he was arrested and charged with the murder of Michelle McNeil.
Good.
Hallelujah. Yeah, it had taken years and years, but they successfully got the medical examiner's report changed from natural causes to undetermined. This was especially challenging to make happen due to the fact that, sadly, the original medical examiner had died of breast cancer.
Aww.
Yeah. So at this point, with all the publicity from the trial, people from Martin's shady past started to come out of the woodwork. Patients of his said that he had molested them and used intimidation to keep them quiet. And another former mistress of his said that he told her, while they were having an affair, that he had killed his own brother by giving him an overdose because his brother was such an embarrassment. And he had also given some mercy ODs to several of his patients. Monster, right?
Monster.
Monster. Okay, so the trial begins, and the neighbors that were on the scene the day of Michelle's death testified how they found her still in the bathtub, and Martin's behavior never made any sense to them. His daughters, like, the bathtub thing is, like, pretty crazy, right? Because it doesn't make any sense why he couldn't just lift her out of the bathtub.
No. That whole thing the whole time. And then he says that he's giving her CPR. Is he giving it to her in the bathtub?
No. This female neighbor comes up the stairs and he's like, no, I need a man's help. Like, she was so heavy. Like, she wasn't.
No. And I'm sorry, but when you have adrenaline, you can pick up anything.
I feel like I could lift you out of a bathtub if you were, like, unconscious.
Yes, you could. Hello.
Yeah.
Listen, a little boy that I knew got trapped under a bed that was real heavy. I lifted it.
Yeah.
By myself. There's no way on God's green earth I could ever do that. But I had all this adrenaline and he was super screaming power. Bloody murder and I saved him.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's a freaking husband. Could.
Yeah. Okay. So that didn't bode well for Dr. McNeil.
Okay, Dr. McNeil.
And neither did the fact that his daughters also testified against him. Right. And even two of his former cellmates testified that he had confessed to them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't always believe that, but
I know.
Maybe.
But, you know, whatever. They have to. They didn't treat it like a crime scene. So they have to, like, if they want to lock this guy up, they got to use everything. Right. Mm-hmm. Miss Gypsy Rose, or not Gypsy Rose. God, that's horrible. Miss Gypsy Willis.
Well, they're hopefully both in jail.
Yeah.
Although I don't think Gypsy Rose, like, well, you know what I mean.
I digress. Right.
Yeah.
She testified as well, and she said that she didn't believe that Martin was capable of murder. I kind of think that she just, like, has said all that because she doesn't want to incriminate herself.
Yeah, of course. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. But the jury found Martin guilty and sentenced him to 15 years to life. Side note, by this time, Martin was not looking good. He's looking old, okay? And when the verdict was read, he was expressionless. His daughters, on the other hand, screamed with joy and relief.
Wow, they really hated their dad.
Yeah, they really did, right? Martin appealed his case and lost, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And after that, on April 9th, 2017, Martin committed suicide in his prison cell.
No way.
Nope. His daughters were not surprised. His daughters are pretty amazing. All of them have stuck together and are thriving. Like, they're pretty awesome. His daughter, Alexis, was able to adopt her younger sisters. And his daughter, the one that was in medical school at the time of her mother's death, is now a practicing physician. But she has changed her name to her mother's maiden name and is now Dr. Summers because she didn't want to hear the name Dr. McNeil anymore.
I like that.
Yeah. In fact, the girls have done everything they can to erase their father. They don't have any pictures up of him or anything like that. And they even allowed volunteers to rub off the part of their mother's tombstone that said wife of Martin McNeil.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. That's a sad story, Gretchy.
It is sad, but it's nice they finally got some justice,
yeah,
and these girls all stuck together, all, you know,
yeah, that's
six
sweet.
Of them. I mean, and imagine the tenacity that it took to get that girl back from the Ukraine.
I know. At least they were good kids.
Yeah, they were good kids. And essentially they lost both of their parents.
I know. They did.
Yeah.
Well, Happy New Year to
happy
you.
Happy fucking New Year.
You guys, we have a big 2020 coming. I could feel it.
Yeah.
And if you love our podcast, we would really love you to give us a 5-star. That could be, okay, that's my New Year's resolution for our listeners. So everybody.
You see how bossy she is? She does this shit to me too.
Listen, I saw this cup at Target. It said, I'm not bossy. No, it says, I'm not bossy, but I am a boss.
Oh, okay.
I was like, okay, so
that's
you know,
fitting.
But maybe I am bossy. I have been called that since I was in like second grade.
Yeah.
Which is totally fine.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes if you're bossy, you get
sometimes
what you want.
You need to get in charge. Uh-huh.
And we need some more reviews in 2020. So please, if you find it in your heart of all hearts, just, you know, go scroll down real quick and just do the little 5-star. And if you write something, we'll give you a little shout out.
Yeah, arigato. And join our Facebook group.
Oh, join our Facebook group. It's real fun. And if you guys want more of us, you can always find us on Himalaya membership. We give you a bonus crime a month and another episode every single week of current events. So you'll find us there. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And happy, happy, happy New Year. Be safe. And don't do anything crazy.
Yeah.
And don't let anything crazy happen to you.
Good one.
Oh, I know.
Okay, clink, clink.
So, clink, clink.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull, Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern. Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.